CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, thanks for tuning in. My name's Lauren. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC. We're located on unceded Coast Salish territory. Couple of big announcements from me. I'm going to be at the CJSF booth at Catalano Fest on July 5th. We're going to be over by the stages. It's going to be a good time. I'm very excited. And I also wanted to say that I interviewed Etty yesterday, who I played on my show a few weeks ago. It was really great talking to her. She had a really great energy, and she really engages in a very profound way. And she's got an EP coming out July 11th called Sea Legs. I'll be sure to post the interview and feature her EP closer to its release. I also have an interview scheduled with Tamarin on July 20th. I'm very, very excited to talk to her. And then I also wanted to let anyone who's been tuning in every week that I really appreciate them so much for following along my radio journey. And I've in the process of submitting my official show proposal. So this is likely going to be one of my last open mic slots. I think I'm probably going to keep the same time if possible. This means that you'll be listening to Your Shoes Untied soon enough. Very exciting stuff. I'm probably going to keep the show format roughly the same here, but we'll do some real deep dives into very niche areas of noise music. And I have so many things that I want to introduce you guys to. I have so much art I want to showcase. And I also want to like really find my artistic voice through the things that I share. And I hopefully will have a little launch party or something here at the station or elsewhere, and I'm really excited to share the things that I'm most passionate about with you all. And honestly, this has been such a very exciting and fulfilling experience. And so really cool stuff to come in the future, likely more interviews, artist profiles, things like that. There's going to be a lot of them. Shoegaze, honestly, you guys, has meant a lot to me for a long time, and sometimes things don't need to say a lot to mean a lot. Anyways, we're going to be starting off today with some Pink Shiny Ultra Blast. These guys are awesome. They're from St. Petersburg, Russia. And I wondered why. I think their last EP came out in 2022. But it's been a long time. And then I looked them up on Last.fm, and apparently they've been in hiding from Russia because they spoke out against Putin during the Russia-Ukraine war. Their last album was a while back. But apparently they're safe in California, but apparently their families were at risk, which is very scary. But we're going to listen to Honeybee, a personal favorite of mine off of 2016's Happy Songs for Happy Zombies. And then following that, another Russian band. I can't pronounce their name, so I'm going to get Google Translate to say it for me.
Krasochna Vlyodna.
I'm not even going to try with the song Insufferable Dream.
We'll be right back.
was Wait for Google Translate. Let's see. What does it say?
Красочно-влюдно.
That was the name of the band. With the song Insufferable Dream. And then up next, I thought we'd listen to some Lush. I'm a really, really big Lush fan. I really love Lush, but I really don't like their Britpop stuff. Like, their shoegaze stuff is so much better. We're going to listen to Ethereal off the album Sweetness and Light. It's probably one of my favorite songs. A big favorite. But yeah, a lot of Britpop really sucks, honestly. I really, really hate Britpop. But when I was 20, I really wanted to look like Mickey Barenyi, who's like the lead singer of Lush. And she has like really, really, really bright red hair. And I left the bleach in for too long. And then my hair, oh my God, I started, it was like falling out. It was awful. It looked really cool though when I did add the color, but then I was around a lot of like judgmental people, and so then I ended up dyeing it back to black and then ruining my hair even more. But currently I have pink hair, and honestly because of that I'm really proud to have pink hair. So yeah, it's cool that Lush influenced me in that way. But then after Lush, we're going to listen to Japanese Heart Software from Australia. She just put out a new single called Nice One. And then after that, Pink Breath of Heaven just put out an album back in May. We're going to listen to Always from Colors Make a Sound. was Pink Breath of Heaven with Always, and then up next, Always Other from Richmond, Virginia. Their Bandcamp says that they make shoegaze for crowd killing and crying songs by Jack, they, them. I love some they, them representation in shoegaze. Hell yeah. And then some Cryo Guys are with their 2024 self-titled. And then after that, Nora's Room from Brooklyn, New York with Sparkle Horse off of Glassy Star. And then I thought we'd listen to some Velveteen with the song Sunborn. There are four other bands called Velveteen, but these guys are from London. I really love them because they kind of have that like classic shoegaze feel, but they're a relatively new band. I think they put out their last album in 2022, and apparently one of their members is struggling with an illness, but they plan on releasing some new stuff at some point.